Abhyatam Sarvamitate Te.
Abhyatam Sarvamitate
Yannam Paripristava.
Yannam Paripristava.
Madosha Sutadina.
Madosha Sutadina.
I wrote like this, we will read from another verse, but I want to just read the translation to you. Everything you ask me about how Shishupal and others attained salvation, although they were inimical, will now be explained to you by me.
Kako su Šišupala i drugi dostigli spasenje, iako su bili neprijateljski raspoloženi prema Gospodinu.
Today we will read from the text 49. Savayam Brahma Mahat Rahmimi Kriya Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanu Bhuti Priya Suvitva Kaduma Tuleya Atma Hamiyo Vihikrit Guru. This verse will explain the very exalted position of the five Pandavas who were very close to Lord
Krishna. Taj stih će objasniti vrlo uzvišen položaj petorice Pandava koji su bili intimitatici Krishna.
Yes, please read the translation of the purport of this verse.
Prevod. Vedični Brahman je sam Krishna, jer je Krishna izvor vedičnog Brahmana. Krishna je izvor transcendentalnog blaženstva za kojim tragaju velike svete osobe, a ipak je on vrhovna osoba, vaš najdraži prijatelj i vječni dobronamirnik i prisna je povezan s vama kao sin vašeg ujaka. Zaista, uvijek vam je drag kao vaše tijelo i duša. Vrijedan je obožavanja, a ipak djeluje kao vaš sluga i ponekad kao vaš duhovni učitelj. Smisao. Uvijek postoje različite...
Krishna Brahman is Krishna himself because Krishna is the source of the universal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by great saintly persons. Yet he, the supreme person, is your most dear friend and constant beneficiary and is intimately related to you in the sun of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master.
Vedični Brahman je sam Krishna, jer je Krishna izvor vedičnog Brahmana. Krishna je izvor transcendentalnog blaženstva za kojim tragaju velike svete osobe. Ipak je on vrhovna osoba, vaš najdraži prijatelj i vječni dobronamirnik i prisno je povezan s vama kao sin vašeg ujaka. Zaista, uvijek vam je drag kao vaša tijelo i duša. Vrijedan je obožavanja, a ipak djeluje kao vaš sluga i ponekad kao vaš duhovni učitelj.
So much to say, but where point of this verse is a relationship of love with Krishna.
Poanta ovog stiha je odnos ljubavi prema Krishna.
The five Pandavas were always connected with Krishna in a loving devotional mood.
Petorica Pandava su uvijek bili povezani sa Krishnom na način devotijskog ljubavnog raspoloženja.
It is described that Arjuna was chanting the name of Krishna even in his sleep.
Objašnjeno je da je Arjuna pjevao mantrove imena Krishna čak i u snu.
Just like one of you might be snoring in his sleep without desiring to do so. Krishna, Arjuna was chanting the name of Krishna in his sleep. He didn't have to desire to do this. It just came so natural, as maybe this vichate comes natural for another person.
Baš kao možda neko od vas hrče po noći, iako to ne bi htio, Tako isto Arjuna mantra oko noći, iako nije namjerno to radio. Yes.
So, Krishna consciousness, when one has when one has developed his relationship to Krishna, then it's very, very natural to think of Krishna and never forget him.
Kada osoba razvije odnos sa Krišnom, onda je vrlo, vrlo prirodno uvijek misliti na Krišnu i nikad ga ne zaboraviti.
It comes as natural as breathing comes.
Dolazi prirodno kao i disanje.
You don't have to think, now I must think of Krishna.
Ne trebate misliti, od sada moram misliti na Krišnu.
No, you think naturally of Krishna. You remember him in whatever phase of life you are.
Vi prirodno mislite na Krišnu bez obzira kako ste fazi u životu.
We actually want to come to this stage.
Mi u stvari želimo doći do tog stadijuma.
And to do this, we have to arrange our lives a little bit so that it is possible to remember Krishna and never forget him at any moment.
Da bi nam to uspjelo, moramo malo aranžirati svoj život drugačije, da možemo svoje sjećati Krišne i nikada ne zaboraviti niti za moment.
Now, have you ever thought about what you are thinking about?
Jeste li ikad razmišljali o tome što mislite, što razmišljate?
Please study a normal day in your lives.
Molim vas, analizirajte normalan dan tokom dana.
What do you think about?
Što, o čemu vi razmišljate?
Well, first of all, you think about needs which you have to fulfill during the day.
Prije svega razmišljate o nekim potrebama koje trebate ispuniti tokom dana.
You think of the things which are necessary maybe for your service.
Razmišljate o stvarima koje su možda neophodne za vašu službu.
You think how he hates you or she hates you.
Razmišljate kako vas on ili ona mrzi.
This area of the world is connected to the Falcon spirit. I don't like him.
Yeah. To područje razmišljanja je povezano sa balkanskim duhom. Ja da mrzim, ovaj mrzim mene, ovaj ja mrzim njega.
It's an unfortunate karma which covers this part of the world.
To je nesretna karma koja prekriva ovaj dio svijeta.
You think about you have to give yourself the answer, not me.
Već o čemu razmišljate vi da možete dati bolji odgovor.
I think you would agree with me. You think easily about what is very dear to you.
Mislim da će se složiti sa mnom da najlakše razmišljamo o onome što nam je drago.
You think easily about what you hate.
Lako razmišljamo o onome što mrzimo isto.
And you think easily about that what you need.
Također lako razmišljamo o onome što trebamo.
I remember an experiment which I made with one of two of my disciples who came to Srila Mayapur in the year 87 maybe.
Sjećam se kada sam 1987 napravio eksperiment sa dvojicom svojih učenika koji su došli u Mayapur.
Just only 1 hour after they had arrived at their accommodation or lodging, which were tents, the tents were all burned by a fire.
Jedan sat prije nego su oni došli do kampa gdje su bili šatori, svi šatori su bili spaljeni, dobili požara.
They had just arrived from Germany and they were sleeping, but all of a sudden they woke up in an inferno of fire surrounding them.
Spavali su i iznad da su se probudili usred tog požara vatre. To je bio njihov prvi kontakt sa Indijom.
So they immediately, had to really run for dear life itself.
с Пана были приморены да трча за свой власти драги живот.
And after they had come out, you know, after they, after some time I met with them.
На краю времени сам Израил.
The woman was, you know, she didn't even have a shirt on. She had to give her a chadar.
Жена, которая была, не имела чак ни майцу, говорит, дали смо чадр.
And we took care of them. It was not difficult, it was very difficult to get a temporary passport for them to leave India.
Мы смо спобринули за них, а были су тешкоче око неког
So just for education purposes, I asked him, what are you thinking of when you run away from the fire?
Сам из образовных разлога я с ним писал, от чего ты бежал, на что ты размышляли, как ты бежали от батры?
And one of them was saying, the first thought was that I had just bought a new shirt, and now the shirt was a victim of the fire.
Jedna osoba rekla od njih da je prva pomisla bila da je upravo kupila novu majicu I da sad ta majica žrtva vatre.
The other said, I was thinking of my passport. If my passport now burns, it would be very difficult to get a new one. We are in India and the Indian bureaucracy is fierce all over the world.
Druga osoba razmišljala, ja sam razmišljala svom pasošu, što će biti ako mi izgori pasoš usred Indije. Jer indijske birokracije se je poznata za, kao za zaključa u čitom svijetu.
And then they said another answer was I told you I never wanted to go to India but just because you said it I went.
Jedna osoba biste rekla Rekao sam ti da nikad neću, ne želim ići u Indiju, ali budući da si ti rekao, da si ti rekao, ipak sam došao.
So, I was, we went through these thoughts, and all three of us were very amused, but also shocked.
Mi smo tako prošli kroz te različite reakcije, razmišljanja, I svi tri smo bili I zabavljeni s tim, ali I šokirani.
They didn't think of Krishna.
Niko nije, nisu mislili na Krishna.
They thought about what they needed.
Razmišljali su šta trebaju.
And what they were attached to.
I na ono za što su vezani.
Now, when we were sitting down and talking about the experience, all the three of us had like an Urika experience. We woke up from a certain concept and went to another concept.
Da smo tako sjedili I raspravljali o tim reakcijama I razmišljanjima, svi smo imali jednu realizaciju kao hurikan, kao vihor.
Yes, you call this a paradigm shift.
To se naziva promjena paradigme.
We began to understand, oh, our minds, are so much engaged with material attachments that is very difficult.
Realizirali smo da su naši umovi toliko zaokupljeni materijalnim vezanostima da je vrlo teško promijeniti.
Yes. We have to really do something about this.
Da stvarno moramo nešto poduzeti u vezi toga.
I've reminded our two young devotees that see, at the time of death, it's almost like the whole body is on fire.
Ja sam podsjetio dvoje bakta da u trenutku smrti je cijelo tijelo kao da je u vatri.
It's a very surprise, it's a very shocking experience really to die.
Vrlo šokantno iskustvo umirati.
Yes. There are four experiences in our lives which are extremely intensive.
Postoje četiri iskustva u našem životu koje su vrlo intenzivne.
To die.
Umriti.
Death. Our new birth.
Novo sljedeće rođenje.
So life in comparison is quite colorless.
Остаток живота следующего безбоян упорождения сатин.
These are the real experiences.
То есть справа искусства.
We need to be prepared for them.
И мы можем быть припеменны за них.
In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, whatever you think of at the time of death, that's where you will go without any fear.
Осам подвига Бхагавад Гита Кришна каже да на штогод мислишите на тоа смрти то че оде бите постичи без грешки.
If we don't make a study, no, start now a little a mental culture, the cultivation of the mind, then our whole purpose of Krishna consciousness, our whole life of Krishna consciousness will be lived in vain.
Ако već sad ne počnemo sa mentalnom kulturom ili kultiviranjem, odgajanjem uma, onda će cijeli naš život svjesnosti Krišna biti proživljen uzaludno.
There's a shloka in the fifth canto which says, what is the use of someone who has studied the Shastras and lived a spiritual life if at the moment of death he's afraid?
U petom pjevanju u Šemavetima piše, koja je korist od osobe koja je studirala Šastra i živjela duhovni život, ako u trenutku smrti on se boji?
The only way to not be afraid is if at the time of death your mind is attached to Krishna.
Jedini način da ne budemo prestrašeni u trenutku smrti je da nam u trenutku smrti um bude privučen Krishna.
As I become older, I begin to understand that every conditioned soul lives not on the planet Earth, but really in its own world.
Čim
on planet.
Čim postajem stari, to više vidim da sve uvjetovane duše ne žive na planeti Zemlji, nego na svom svijetu, na svojoj planeti.
Which is a creation of his or her mind.
Svijet koji je kreacija njegovog ili njezinog uma.
So in this, let us use the time which we have in this life better than just depending on our minds.
Provided da koristimo ovaj naš ljudski život bolje nego samo da budemo ovisni o našem umu.
Let us enter into the most wonderful and absorbing relationship which you can imagine.
Ajde da uđemo u najdivniji i potpuno apsorbirajući odnos koji možemo uopće zamisliti.
Let us enter into a relationship with Krishna.
Ajde da uđemo u odnos sa Krishna.
Now, we all have a relationship with Krishna.
Na, sada svi mi imamo odnos sa Krishna.
Also, the people who are not following a path of spiritual life have a relationship with Krishna.
Čak i oni ljudi koji nemaju veze s duhovnim životom, koji ne vode duhovni život, i oni imaju odnos s Krišnom.
Can you imagine you are related to God?
Možete li zamisliti imate odnos sa Bogom?
Much more than you are related to your brother, to your wife, or your husband.
To je mnogo veći odnos nego što možemo imati sa svojim bratom, ženom ili mužem.
In the dictionary, relationship is defined to be related through the blood.
U rječniku definira se odnos kao odnos kroz krv.
Or by marriage.
Ili kroz brak.
However, your relationship to Krishna is not through the blood, also not through marriage.
Međutim, vaš odnos s Krišnom nije niti kroz krv, niti kroz vjenčanje.
And with this simple difference, so to say, a challenge is formulated to all of us.
Kroz to jednostavnu razliku pojavljuje se izazov za sve nas.
See, to blood relative, you know how you are related.
Prema svojim rođacima, odnosima prema krvi, znate kako se postaviti.
You know how you're related to your father and to your brother and to your sister. You know the feeling of it.
Znate taj osjećaj, znate relacije koje imamo sa svojim braćom, sestrama, roditeljima.
That is spiritual relationship with God. That's a feeling which we have forgotten.
Ali duhovni odnos sa Bogom je osjećaj koji smo zaboravili.
We have to be on the spiritual platform to really experience this relationship.
Moramo biti na duhovnom nivou da bi stvarno iskusili taj odnos.
We have to qualify.
Moramo se kvalificirati.
Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna is covered by the three modes of material nature, therefore the whole world does not know him.
U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da je Krishna prekriven sa tri gune materialne prirode i zato ga čitav svijet ne pozna.
But nevertheless, in a few places in the Gita, Krishna reminds us that we do have an eternal relationship with him.
Ali bez obzira na to, na više mjesta u Bhagavad Gita, Krishna nas pozorava na, bez obzira na to, mi imamo odnos sa njim.
That is totally on the spiritual platform.
Ali to je na duhovnom nivou.
Therefore, in order to feel it, we also need to come on the spiritual platform in our lives.
Toga da bi osjetili taj odnos, mi isto moramo se uzdići na duhovni nivo u našem životu.
And when we are, this relationship becomes so intense that day and night we cannot do anything than remember Krishna.
Kad se uzdignemo na taj nivo, onda taj duhovni odnos postane toliko intenzivan i divan da dan i noć ne možemo na ništa drugo misliti nego na Krishnu.
I'm not totally sure if I can communicate to you at this point, and I feel I should make it very clear.
Nisam potpuno siguran da li vam mogu prenijeti tu poantu, stoga bi htio pobrinuti da pojasnim.
See, we have the most fantastic relative.
Mi imamo najfantastičnijeg, najboljeg rođaka.
God.
To je Bog.
We don't know about this.
A mi ne znamo o tome.
I mean, we don't consciously think about this.
Mi svjesno ne mislimo o tome.
This is a scandal.
To je skandal.
How do you feel, Anantashechi?
Kako se ti osjećaš, Anantashechi?
What is your excuse?
To je tvoj izgovor za...
It's a very interesting question, isn't it?
Prvo, interesantno pitanje, zar ne?
You have, all of us have a unique relationship.
Svako od nas ima jedinstven odnos.
And it's eternal.
Vječan je.
The relationship to, let us say, to a brother or sister or father or a marriage partner is not as real as the relationship to Krishna.
Odnos prema bratu, sestri, roditeljima, mužu ili ženi nije tako istinski i realan kao odnos prema Krishna.
So, now, I will give you a few hints how to uncover this relationship to Krishna.
Daću vam nekoliko poanti kako možemo otkriti ponovo otkriti taj odnos sa Krishnom.
What can you do so that this scandal stops?
Što vi možete poduzeti da taj skandal prekine?
Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Gaudiya, Jai, 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 everyone and everything. The first thing really is you must have a little faith that you can reach the goal of life in this human form of life.
Prva poanta da moramo imati malo vjere da možemo postići cilj života u ovom jednom ljudskom životu.
If you do not have the faith that you can really uncover your relationship, then what I will tell you now will sound like too much to ask for.
Ako nemate vjeru, tu vjeru da ste vi u stanju otkriti ponovo taj odnos Krišna u ovom jednom životu, onda ćete biti suočeni sa činjenicom koju ću sad reći, koja vas može šokirati.
If you can be firmly convinced that it is possible for you to reach the goal of life, then surrender is something which you like to do.
Ako ste čvrsto uvjereni da je moguće postići cilj života u ovom jednom životu, onda će predavanje biti nešto što ćete vrlo jako voljeti htjeti.
If you are convinced that you can be a loving devotee, ecstatic devotee, then you are very you are easily ready to do sacrifices to discover this relationship.
Ako ste čvrsto uvjereni da možete postati bhakta pun ljubavi, ekstatičan bhakta prema Krišni, u odnosu sa Krišnom, onda ćete biti vrlo spremni, entuzijastični za svaku vrstu žrtve i predavanje.
I will tell you very honestly, it's not that one morning you will wake up and you know your relationship to Krishna.
Ovo vam otvoreno reći i pošteno, da nije tako da ćemo se jednog jutra probuditi i da ćemo otkriti i znati svoj odnos s Krišnom.
You will have to work for this in this life.
Za to se mora raditi, morat ćete raditi u ovom životu.
You have to give sacrifices for this in this life.
Morat ćete dati žrtve, određene žrtve u ovom životu.
You will have to give up the anarthas, that is, your habits, which have, and your attachments, to gain that treasure of love of Krishna.
Morat ćete odbaciti svoje anarte, svoje vezanosti i čuno življenje koje smo vezani, navike koje smo vezani, da bi postigli to bogatstvo odnosa prema Krišni.
And you have to stop wasting time with unimportant material things.
I morate prestati gubiti vreme sa nevažnim materijalnim stvarima.
Yes. Prabhupada used to say to the, anyways I bring this this one to the moment. So first of all, you have to give up the anatta of skepticism.
Prije svega trebate odbaciti anartu skepticizma.
Then you think, oh no, it's not possible. I am very fallen and I come from the I have the balcony's the youth in me. Very difficult, yeah.
Ako smo skeptični, mislimo, nije moguće za mene, ja imam taj balkanski duh u sebi, ne mogu ja. Jako teško.
You actually have to be convinced this life, or let us say, even in a future life, I can reach the Lord.
Moramo imati to čvrsto uvjerenje u ovom životu, i možda idućem, ali moram potići gospodina.
At that moment, you will hear totally differently your rounds.
U tom trenutku potpuno ćemo drugačije slušati svoje krugove.
At the moment when you understand, well, in this life I'm going to link up with the Lord, you will totally, you will look at your life with a total different perspective.
Ako ste čvrsto odlučili da u ovom životu ćete se povezati ponovo sa gospodinom, onda čitav svoj život, čitav život ćete gledati u sasvim drugačijem svijetu i sve će se promijeniti.
For instance, things which used to disturb you with your new perspective, you will say, oh, thank you, I'm learning through this to give up my pride.
Recimo stvari koje su vas uznemiravale sa tom novom perspektivom, drugačije ćete vidjeti i shvatit ćete da ćete zakon reći hvala što te stvari mi pomažu da smanjim svoju vlastnu ponosu.
Is this new concept that, oh, I'm going to discover my relationship with Krishna, you will see that you can be humble and to tolerate even disturbing circumstances.
Sa tim novim konceptom da ćemo u ovom životu raditi odnos sa Krišnom, vidjet ćemo da je moguće da postanemo ponizni i imamo fini odnos sa drugima.
Yeah, even hard moments will become your teachers.
Čak i teški momenti će biti vaši učitelji.
Whom you welcome in your life.
Koje ćete se dobrodošli sam dočekati u svom životu.
Oh, this helped me to become free from material attachments.
Vi ćete zahvalni, ovo mi pomaže da se oslobodim, svojih materijalnih vezanosti.
Oh, these moments, they tell me the truth, that this world is not my real place of domicile.
Sad ćemo ovi momenti mi pokazuju istinu da ovaj svijet nije moj pravi dom, da ne mogu dom, svoj domovinu naći ovdje.
At that time you will understand that Krishna controls everything in your life.
U tom trenutku ćete isto razumjeti da Krishna kontrolira sve u vašem životu.
You will become very, very Krishna consciousness and conscious and see him in everything, nothing separated from him.
Posto ćete vrlo, vrlo kada, dakle, znači kada osoba stvarno želi, jako želi uspostaviti odnos s Krišnom, kada je željna, zatim žudna, onda Krišna izlazi u susret, kaže, evo ovdje ja sam tu.
A good example is Srila Prabhupada, whose newly constructed medicine factory burned down one day.
Dobar primjer je Srila Prabhupada, kojemu je novo konstruirana proizvodnja farmacije, manufaktura i izgorila je dana.
It was not insured, Professor Valletta.
I ta firma nije bila osigurana, nije imala osiguranje.
So he could not gain even a penny out of it.
I nije mogao dobiti za odštetu niti jedan penny.
And what did Prabhupada, how did he react?
Kako što Prabhupada reagirao na taj gubitak?
He just laughed.
On se smijao.
Now, if a person in material consciousness would laugh at such a moment, he would really think he has an emotional problem. He must go to the third place for consultation.
Kad bi vidio neku materijalističku osobu koja mi izgori fornica da se smije, mi bi mislio da ima emocionalni problema, da bi trebao posjetiti jednu osobu.
Yes, this is a therapy, it's not necessary for this boy.
To je terapija, ne.
But Prabhupada, he laughed,
a very natural and very healthy laugh. I prirodnim smiješkom. Zašto sam smijao?
Well, he knew Krishna wanted him to stop his grihastha life.
On je znao, oh, Krishna želi da prekinem sa svojim grihastha životom.
He had given already some signs.
Već mi dao neke znakove.
But this was the last sign.
Ovo je posljednji znak.
And Prabhupada was very happy.
Prabhupada je bio jako sretan.
Because he just loved Krishna.
I on je jednostavno volio Krishna.
He had faith in Krishna, that Krishna would take care of him.
Imao je vjeru u Krishna, da će se Krishna pobrinuti o njemu.
If you fully surrender to him, to the Krishna's plan to spread Krishna consciousness.
Ako se potpuno preda Krishna i Krishna planu za širenjem svijesti Krishna.
See, this is a good example of a great devotee, a pure devotee, who has already recovered his relationship to Krishna.
To je veliki primjer velikog bhakte, čisto bhakte koji je već otkrio, razotkrio svoj odnos s Krishna.
Nothing can disturb him.
Ništa ga ne može uznemiriti.
Because he knows and feels, I am together with my relative.
I on osjeća i zna, ja sam zajedno sa svojim rođakom.
Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a little child who is together with a father.
Še Prabhupada dao primjer malog djeteta koji je zajedno sa svojim ocem.
He gave his own example of once he went on a tram and went in Calcutta with his father.
On je dao primjer sebe kako je jedan put sa svojim ocem ušao u tramvaj u Calcutti.
And the conductor came, you know, and asked, just for šalim, just for joke, the little boy, where is your ticket?
I došao kondukter i u šali pitao je dječaka, gdje ti je karta?
That's it. Oh, then we must throw you from the train. The
conductor
immediately get off. Then you are here without a ticket, you have to immediately leave the train.
Ti si bez karte, odmah moraš s mjesta napustiti trama.
And Srila Prabhupada described his reaction.
Srila Prabhupada opisao svoju reakciju.
He said, oh, my father is here.
On je rekao, ne, moj otac je tu.
He felt protected.
Osjećao se zaštićen.
He was not worried at all.
Uopće nije brinuo puno.
My father is here.
Moj otac je tu.
He will take care of me.
On će se pobrinuti.
So this is how a pure devotee thinks in relationship to Krishna.
To je kako čisti bhakta misli u svom odnosu sa Krishnom.
He cannot be disturbed by anything.
On ne može biti uznemiren sa ničim.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zato nije divno.
Ananta Šeša we get to think it.
Ananta Šeša hoće razmišljati.
Wouldn't that be ideal? Another session.
Maybe.
See, wouldn't that be worth to work for in our lives?
That to ne bi bilo vrijedno da se trudimo da to postignemo u životu.
Ravi Loča, for this I think we can give everything, isn't it? Let us think a little bit about this. We have a relative.
Ajde da razmišljamo o tome. Mi imamo takvog rođaka.
He's God.
On je Bog.
He's waiting for us.
On čeka na nas.
His telephone line is never busy.
Njegova telefonska linija nije zauzeta nikad.
He has time for us.
On ima vremena za nas.
He loves us.
On nas voli.
He is grateful for whatever little service we render to him.
On je zahvalan za svaku malu službu koju mu napravimo.
But he can only be known in full if we come to the duhovne platform.
Ali možemo ga znati u potpunosti samo ako dođemo na duhovnu razinu.
For this we have to become free from our anarthas.
Za to moramo biti slobodni od svojih anarta.
I want to end my little presentation to you with telling you a story which I like this very, very much, but I'm not sure if I told it already here or not, so you will have to tell me when you know this, and then I will tell you another story.
Htio bih završiti ovo malo prezentacije sa jednom lijepom pričom za koju nisam siguran da li sam već ovdje ispričao ili ne. Ako jesam, onda ćete mi reći pa ću jednu drugu priču.
Once was a king called Jayamala.
Zvanput je bio kralj koji se zvao Jayamala.
He lived in the 18th century.
Živio je u 18. stoljeću.
And he was a powerful kshatriya.
Bio je moćan kshatriya.
Although his army was only 7,000 men strong,
iako je njegova vojska bila samo 7,000 vojnika jaka.
And although many bigger kings had tried to defeat him and take his next kingdom part of their own kingdom, Jayamala had resisted them all.
Iako su mnogi drugi moćni kraljevi pokušali okupirati, osvojiti njegovo kraljestvo i pripojiti ga svojem, kralj Jayamala je uspio odbiti sve njih. Ali imao jednog neprijatelja.
It was... Megamala.
Ali imao jednog neprijatelja, zvao Megamala.
He was a very powerful king.
To je bio vrlo moćan.
He was a huge army.
Sa ogromnom vojskom.
And he had tried to defeat Jayamala for many, many, in many wars.
U mnogim, mnogim ratovima taj kralj je pokušao pobjediti Jayamalu.
Now one day, this Niko, found out a secret about Jayamala.
И на этот дан на тайный пробе нашел эту тайну вези Джаямалы.
From 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, each morning, Jayamala performed puja to his deity Shamshundar.
Тайна была, да, край Джаямала свако утро 7 to 8 обавлял пуджу за свое пушанство Шамасундар.
Every morning, from 7 to 8.
Свако утро от 7 to 8.
And he had issued the order that nothing, that nobody in the world could disturb him in this hour.
И он издал наредбу, да га нико и ништа не смеет утемрявати за то время, за тази сад.
So Nigamala organized his whole army, a huge army, 20,000, I don't know how big, marched towards the capital town of Jayamala to attack him at 7 o'clock sharp.
И тай край Мегамала организировал велику войску 20,000 или више, и они су сви дошли до нападу точно в 7 сати на главно место, где био край Джаямала.
And 5 minutes past 7 he stood with his whole army before the capital.
И 5 минута после 7 он стоял со своим войском испред главного
места. The prime minister saw the soldiers who were hungry for blood.
И главный министр я видел все те войники, которые были гладны крови. Он размышлял, а зашло в то время.
He must perform Jayamala.
Moramo reći Jayamali.
But he's so determined. I don't dare to disturb him now.
On je toliko odlučan za to puđu. Ja se ne osuđujem da ga sad uznemiravam.
I will need to go to the king's mother.
Ja ću otići kod kraljeve majke.
So the king's mother came to the door. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing.
And that the Kaliba Maika došla do vrati i upala kucala po vratima.
And Jayamala didn't
answer. Jayamala nije odgovorio.
He was only chanting the mantras and doing this, you know, the decoration of the deities.
On je pjevao svoje mantre i slago je dekoraciju za bohanstvo.
So the king's mother went in the door.
The Kaliba Maika ušla do vrata. Jayamala bio iznenađen, pitao šta?
Jayamala is before the town.
Onda rekla, Jayamala je tu, ispred grada.
With a huge army.
Sa velikom vojskom.
You need to come now and fight the war.
Duže moraš doći i boriti se ratije.
He will attack any moment.
Svaki čas možemo napasti.
And he will this time kill all the people in the capital town.
Ovaj puta će ubiti sve ljude u glavnom gradu.
He will do terrible things to the women.
Napravit će odvratne stvari ženama.
And this is really the end of our dynasty.
To će biti kraj naše dinastije. Jayamala rekla, ne mogu da ću sad, imam puđu.
Jayamala, don't be a religious fanatic.
Ona mu rekla, Jayamala, nema biti religiozni fanatik.
Come.
Dođi.
Please, I'm your mother. You have to obey your mother.
Molim te, dođi. Ja sam tvoja majka, moraš se pokoriti majci.
Your army is waiting.
Tvoja vojska čeka.
No, my answer to you is all the army is with Krishna's desire
i on je rekao, moj odgovor je tebi i cijela vojci je da se Krishna želja zbiva.
Is that your answer? Ask the king mother and cried.
Kraljeva majka je plakala i rekla, što zna li to tvoj odgovor?
I don't speak sentences two times.
Jayamala rekao, ne govorim rečenice dva puta.
She closed the door and went to the Premier Minister.
Otvorila je vrata, otišla do glavnog ministra.
Told him we are lost.
I rekla mu je, izgubljeni smo.
Sat in her room before a bowl of poison which she would drink when the soldiers would come and take her.
I sjela je u svoju sobu pored čaše sa otrovom koju je odlučila da popije ako dođu u vojnici do nje. To je
čatnije. So, the whole army was confused.
Sva vojska je bila zbunjena.
The love of Jai Mala, they needed a king to direct them.
Oni su svi trebali kralja da ih usmjerava.
All of a sudden, in the where the horses were of the Jai Mala.
Iznenada na mjestu gdje je Jai Mala držao konje.
Kshatriya was sick.
Vidio se pojavio sjajan kshatriya.
He was dressed like the king when he used to fight.
Bio je obučen baš kao kralj koji kada se bori.
And he jumped very fast on the huge horse of Jai Mala.
I on je vrlo brzo skočio na velikog konja Jai Mala.
That horse was so big, you can't, it must have been, you know, it must have, that horse was so big, you can't, it must have been, you know, it must have, it was easily, this is not very high, it was high like it, like almost like an elephant, so high. It was a terrible horse which only Jai Mala could ride upon.
To je bio jako žrtvo konj kojeg je samo Jai Mala mogao
jašati.
Taj konj je prihvaćao jedino Jai Mala na svoje leđe.
So, the army saw all of a sudden that the kshatriya was their king.
I onda su iznada vidjeli, ovaj kshatriya je naš kralj.
He jumped on that horse, the horse just reacted naturally, just very happy, now some adventure comes.
On je skočio na tog kraljevskog konja i konj je reagirao prirodno, sva sreta, nemao avanture.
He shouted that the city gate should be opened.
On je vikao, naređivao da se otvore gradska kapija.
And at full gallop he went out of the city.
I u punom galopu on je odjurio izvan grada.
Jai Mala was wonderful.
Jai Mala je bio divan.
He fought this time with two swords.
Ovaj put se, taj kshatriya se borio sa dva mača.
And he went like a razmija into the army. You know the razmija? It meant you to take a lot more. Razmija.
On je kao kosilica, kombe, odjurio i sve porezao okolo sa dva
manjera. Jai Mala, usually you did not fight this two heads. This time he had two swords and was very wild.
Jai Mala obično nije se borio s dva mača. Ovaj puta u taj kshatriya rad vrlo se često se borio sa dva druge.
And he was so fast that the soldiers of his armies couldn't really do anything. He was
on je toliko brz da ostala vojska nisu imali šta da radi, pa ne znamo ko si je okolo.
And the soldiers saw that all the soldiers who were wounded or killed were just in total ecstasy.
Inače, bilo čudo što su vojnici primetili da svaki vojnik, ratnik koji je bio ranjen ili ubijen, bio je totalno ekstazi.
Yes, after 55 minutes, the war was over.
Nakon 55 minuta rat je bio gotov.
Mega Mala was dead on the battlefield.
Mega Mala je ležao mrtav na bojnom polju.
His son Raja Mala was lying wounded on the battlefield, but chanted all this Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Njegov sin Raja Mala je ležao ranjen na bojnom polju, ali se je stazi pjevao Jai Shri Krishna.
At this time it was 5 minutes to 8 o'clock.
So then we were 8 minutes at awesome.
The door of Jaimala's temple opened and Jaimala ran out.
Where is my horse?
И 5 минут до 8 отворилась врата темплома от Джамала, и он из Юрия Ивана викал, где е мой конь?
Bring me my weapons!
Донесите мое оружие.
And he was coming to the horse that his foam all over his body.
И он е дошел у там уставу, где были кони, и видел коня, кто имел свою пену на себе.
He looked at his horse, which was totally and he looked at the servant, the Stallmeister, he's called a German, that the man who is in charge of the cone, or, you know, the Konisha looked at him and said, "You have Jaimala ki de, Jaimala ki de, you have formed the metal alone."
И он видел на своего конюшера, который ему рекал, Джаймала Китай, ты си, сапер, ты си победил себе на обойном поле.
Джаймала. He leaned his ears and ran out of the city and then he saw many soldiers just lying wounded and taking care of other soldiers.
Джаймала не мог веровать, брзо я от Юрия из Манграда и сам не видел все полно поле препуно раненых на тих войниках, ако си помажи
Андрея. They were all in bliss.
Ти си били в экстаз.
So he ran over the battlefield, what is happening here? Came to Rajamala, the son of his enemy.
Он от Юрия на военно поле вихо, шта е ово, шта се тут сбила? And then došao do Raja Male, sina njegovog neprijatelja.
And he was, although he was wounded, he just said, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna.
Taj, iako je bio ranjen, pjevao je Jai Sri Krishna.
So Jai Mala took him, what happened here? Tell me.
Jai Mala ga drmao tres i rekao, šta se ovde dešavalo, priče?
Oh, he said,
onda je rekao, ovo vidio sam sredivno čudo.
On your horse I saw someone who was dressed like you.
Na tvom konju vidio sam nekoga koji je bio učen kao ti.
But from his body there was just light coming out.
Ali iz njegovog tijela je svjetlo izlazilo van.
And then he hit me with his sword. He just smiled and said, sorry.
Kad me je udario sa svojim mačom, da on mi se smiješio i rekao mi je žao mi.
And I felt so much bliss.
I osjećao sam toliko uvijek stazu, blaženstva.
I think it must have been Krishna.
Mislim da je to morao biti Krishna.
Oh, Jaimala. Well. And he ran to the temple.
Jamala Yuri on the temple.
Shamsunda. I'm worshipping you every day. But you have not appeared before me.
And he said, "Where are you, President?"
But you have appeared before my enemies.
So
only we're thinking of murder.
Of course, some missing no business.
Money.
No, it's
and women.
Yeah.
If you don't appear now before me, then I will kill myself with this knife.
On the movie thing.
So he was just good. Then he was like this, and he had his head upraised with a knife. All of a sudden, there was a hand. And he looked back, and out of the pillar where he stood, he saw the smile of Syamasa.
i bezokredno veze vidjeli i kako je iz skupa se pojavilo lice i oblik Shyama Sundara.
Krishna had no time to get down from the altar because his devotee was a little old of fashion.
Krishna nije imao vremena sići se otvara jer njegov bhakti je malo u puni trakti.
So he came from the pillar like a Sinhadev.
Onda je se pojavio iz stuba kao gospodin Sinhadev.
So next morning, Jayamala went, did again his puja.
Sljedeće jutra, Jayamala je ponovno radio svoju puju.
He was totally, I mean, you can imagine, he was totally in ecstasy by this vision.
Možete zamisliti, bio je totalno u ekstazi od te vizije.
And with great love, he worshipped his deity.
Sa velikom ljubavlju, on je obožavao svoje deity.
He had protected the kingdom of Jayamala.
Koje su zaštitili, koje su Jayamala.
And then, he just wanted to clean the ears.
Da je onda htio očistiti uši.
And he saw there was only one earring.
Onda je primetio da samo jedno rinčicu ima.
The second was missing.
Druga je nedostajala.
He looked all over the floor.
Gledao na pod.
But he couldn't find it.
Nije mogo nigde naći.
And he knew he had fixed it the other day.
On je znao da je pred neki dan stavio si.
It could not be any other place than just next to the day.
Ne mogo biti na jednakom drugom mjestu nego ne ide u blizini Dejtija.
There was a earring.
Gdje je bila naočnica?
Voilà. And then he had the idea that it must be on the battlefield.
Ne mislim, mora da je na bojnom polju.
So he called his whole army together.
Ne pozvao svu vojsku svoju.
To search every centimeter of the battlefield for that
ring.
And one soldier put the ring somewhere. And then Jayamala knew, yes, 100%, it was not some hallucination, it was Shyama Sundara who protected us.
I onda je bio siguran, ne, nije nekakva halucinacija, nego je Shyama Sundara sigurno koji ne zaštitio sve nas.
In this way, he was, his faith in Krishna became so much stronger.
Na taj način njegova vjera u Krishna postala još puno snažnija.
So, my dear devotees, Krishna is protecting you also.
Dragi moji bhakti, Krishna je vas štiti također.
You have not noticed this, maybe.
Možda niste to primijetili.
But he has brought you to this movement.
On vas je doveo u ovaj pokret.
He has given you the spiritual path.
Dao vam je ovaj duhovni put.
And he is taking care of you in many ways.
I on se brine za vas na mnoge načine.
He is the food which you eat.
On je hrana koju jedete.
And also the fire of digestion, so that you can digest so much prasadam as you usually eat.
On je i vatra probave koja nam pomaže da probavimo potičenje prasadama koje obično jedemo.
Without Krishna, you wouldn't be in existence.
Bez Krishna mi ne bi uopće existirali.
Krishna is the springtime.
Krishna je proljeće.
As he says, of all the seasons, I am the flower of you.
Krishna kaže, od svih sezona ja sam proljeće koje donosi rađe od cvijeća.
Sometimes people they ask me, Krishna, they ask me Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna?
Ono kad bi ljudi pitali se Prabhupada, jesi li vidio Krishna?
Prabhupada ste. Have you not seen Krishna?
Prabhupada je pitao natrag, sad li niste vidio Krishna?
You will be able to see Krishna like this when you think of him a little bit more.
Vi ćete u stanju vidjeti Krishnu na taj način ako mislimo o njemu malo više.
Then you work at establishing this most important relationship.
I ako radimo na uspostavljanju tog najvažnijeg odnosa.
Don't waste a moment even, Srila Prabhupada said in 1972.
Srila Prabhupada recommended moving it here on the moment.
We can understand things as they are if we receive the message of Unugrama Krishna. Therefore, you should not waste a moment even with nonsense topics. We have got so many books. Either chant Hare
Krishna
or read books. Discuss amongst yourselves. Don't waste your time. Simply pray. Give oral reception to the message of Krishna. Don't waste a single moment. This should be your life's policy. Very interesting subject. It is definitely my favorite subject, and I want to prepare a series of lectures on this. But there's so many points, it's very difficult to put it together. So I will have made notes, maybe 5 pages, and maybe next time when I come, I can give this lecture series. It's called My Relationship with Krishna.
Mogu reći da je ovo jedna tema koja je jako zanimljiva i koja mene osobno privlači i volim možda stvarno lekcije. Stoga ja uzimam 5 stranica bilježaka o 55 teme.
I need a bush, I need a bush, 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 bush.
Znaš, ovako ti razmišljaju.
I feel this is most important.
And Mr. Osechu,
that I thought I was. Oh, our Mushkatskis, I do not like him, I have problems with him, and I like him very much, and so on.
Nekad naši Mushkatski razmišljaju, ne volim ovoga, nisam dobar, on je dobar, on volim.
But please,
Krishna is
our most important relationship.
Ali ne, Krishna je najvažniji naš odnos.
And if you just become aware of this, your whole life will change.
Ako samo postanemo svjesni toga, čitav život naš će se promijeniti.
Please arrange your life in such a way that you cannot forget Krishna even for a moment.
Molim vas, aranžirajte život na taj način da ne možete zaboraviti Krišnu niti za trenutak.
That's the secret of Krishna consciousness.
To je tajna svjesnosti Krišne.
And please bless me that I can arrange my life like this.
Molim vas, dajte meni blagoslov da mogu aranžirati svoj život na taj način.
Do you have any questions regarding this?
I'm going to be coming out with the theme.
First of all, do you think it's an important tema?
Drugo, da prvo svega, da li mislite da je to važna tema?
Well, I can guarantee you, tomorrow you have forgotten it.
Ali mogu garantirati da ću sutra već zaboraviti.
Some devotees are very determined.
Neke bhakti su vrlo odlučni.
Uh, Any questions about our bodies? So there are none, yes.
Actually, consciousness is the level of attachment. And if you are attached for material things, that's Maha consciousness. And if you are attached for your devotee or for Krishna, then this is Krishna consciousness. Actually, for me, it's very difficult to think about Krishna and meditate about Krishna. And actually, it's most easier to develop some relationship. And also I know that spiritual master wants for us that we develop some our relationship with Krishna. Can you explain a bit more about this?
You have to speak very loud because and you have to speak into the room really.
Господина Компьютера в комментарии, что Прабхупад утверждала в комментариях на стих, да, не заправо свестность его везенности. И да, ако особа развия везенность за материальные стали, то е свестность Майя, ако развия везенность за чистый бхакти и Кришну, он это то называется свестность Кришна. И сад, я сам рекал, да за мене прилично тежко развить някакъв отнес директно са Кришна и размишлят о Кришне, да има лакши природни размишлени и видят на Духа на Учителя, когато ще трябва да влезе на Духа на Учителя, а опет знамо, да Духа на Учителя и Духа на Вели, да нас научи как да се вежда за Кришна на разум.
In fact, you have to start practicing spiritual relationships by making a relationship to your spiritual master.
U stvari morate početi praktisirati duhovni odnos i relacije tako što radite odnos prema duhovnom učitelju.
That's one of the points where you start to develop your relationship to Krishna. You have to really develop it to your spiritual master.
To je jedna poanta na kojoj se počinje razvijati odnos prema Krišni tako što se prvo razvije odnos prema duhovnom učitelju.
Without the guidance of the spiritual master, it wouldn't be possible for you to develop a relationship to Krishna.
Bez vodstva duhovnog učitelja neće biti moguće za vas da razvijete odnos sa Krišnom.
The example is given. If you want to develop a relationship to a very important man, say minister or king, you have to find someone who is close to him, then you will also come, only then you will be able to come close to this person.
Date primjer da ako želite uspostaviti odnos sa kraljem ili ministrom, onda trebate naći nekoga ko je blisko i blizu tim osobama i koji vas može povezati sa njima.
I remember when we saw Mr. Vlatko the other day, and it was only possible because Lucas had cultivated relationships in the office of the parliament.
Sjećam se neki dan kad smo posjetili gospodina Vlatka u parlamentu, da to je bilo moguće jedno zahvaljujući Bakta Luki koji je kultivirao tu osobu i koja nas je povezala dobro u parlamentu.
So now you might become bewildered, but it said I should develop my relationship to Krishna over the spiritual master. How does this work? Because the spiritual master is a different person than Krishna.
Da ne trebam biti zbunjeni misliti kako da trebam razviti odnos s Krišnom od prve s duhovnim učiteljem, a ako razviti odnos s učiteljem, on je drugačija osoba od Krišne.
But there's one thing common to Krishna and the spiritual master.
Ali je posljedna stvar zajednička Krišni i duhovnom učiteljem.
A relationship with both of them can only be a spiritual relationship. It can only take place on the spiritual platform.
Odnos sa njima je, se može odvijati jedino na duhovnom nivou i to je duhovni odnos.
That's a common binding force, so to say.
To je zajednički povezivajući odnos.
You develop a relationship, a sp- transfer the relationship to the servant of the Lord, then you will come close to the Lord.
Ako razvijete spiritualni duhovni odnos sa slugom gospodina, onda ćete tako isto se približiti gospodinu.
So you're right, if the spirit of master is still present, it's very easy to develop an attachment to him.
U pravosti, ako je duhovni učitelj ovdje prisutan, onda je lako, vrlo lako razviti vezano za njega.
When he has left the planet, then it's a little bit more difficult.
Kada on napusti planetu, onda će biti teže.
Speaking of the Prabhupada disciples, you will not I remember once Sri Vishnupad, he said that sometimes his godbrothers say, you can also develop a relationship to Prabhupada when you have never seen him.
Sjećam se da bi Sri Vishnupad rekao da su nekada i braća po Bogu rekli da možemo razviti odnos sa Prabhupadom čak i ako ga nismo nikad vidjeli.
But he said he doesn't fully agree.
Ali on je rekao da se on ne slaže potpunosti sa tim.
You need to actually have some in order to think of Prabhupada. It's totally different if you have seen him, if you have seen him walking, if you have heard him talking to you, and so on and so forth. It's really different.
Ono je velika razlika kad smo mi, kad vidimo smo vidi šta Prabhupada. A oni koji su vidi šta Prabhupada, oni sasvim drugačije imaju odnos i sve cijeli odnos je drugačiji kad se vidi šta Prabhupada, se kako poda otvarali s njim.
Our point is to develop a relationship with the spiritual master, right, you can.
Tako je, naša poanta projekta smo staviti odnos u duhovnom učitelju kojeg još možete.
The spiritual master will teach you how to come on the spiritual platform where you can meet Krishna.
Duhovni učitelj će vas učiti kako možete doći na duhovni nivou gdje možete sresti Krishnu.
Sometimes we don't have a good relationship with our spiritual master. At least we feel it's not a very active one.
Ponekad mi nemamo dobar odnos s duhovnim učiteljem, barem osjećamo da nije baš jako aktivan odnos.
I think we all feel this at times in our lives.
Mislim da svi mi to osjećamo s vremena na vreme u našem životu.
If that is the case, we should become a little bit, we should take it as a signal that we must do something.
Ako je to slučaj, onda moramo to uzeti kao signal da nešto poduzmemo.
Because if our relationship with the spiritual master is fully intact, then we are on the spiritual platform where we can have a good relationship, where we can start discovering our relationship with Krishna.
Yeah, ako je naš odnos duhovnim učiteljem neokrnjen, sve potpuno čist povezan, onda možemo doći na duhovni nivo i tamo stvarno uspostaviti istinski odnos sa Krishnom.
Anything else you would like to know? You look so thoughtful. Very good. Good, let us end here at the program of the Sunday feast. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.